Today on the Inland Journal podcast, we'll circle back to a Spokane City Council race whose candidates we began talking with a few weeks ago. In the South District, the incumbent Lori Kinnear faces two opponents. We heard from her and one of those challengers, Tony Keepy, a few weeks ago. Today, we talk with the third candidate in the race, Liz Fleming.
Born and raised in Spokane, grew up in North Spokane, went to Meade High School, graduated from Whitworth with degrees in business and communication, and had the pleasure of playing soccer there. So soccer is still very much a part of my life today. I volunteer coach for the Spokane Sounders and just absolutely enjoy that. And recently pursued my dream of becoming a real estate agent and have seen the housing crisis firsthand and appreciate all the effort that is going into that, but just absolutely love the new career, starting a business, and everything that goes into that, the hustle and the responsibility. Prior to that, I spent about 15 years in nonprofit fundraising. Worked for GU, loved the Zags, spent some time with Providence Healthcare Foundation, and most recently with WSU College of Medicine. And so have seen the investment that individuals can have in an industry and create the passion to follow a mission and what that does and the benefits that that can have for our community.
So you're in the real estate business, but you want to be a politician. Why do you want to be a politician?
It's going to sound so cheesy, but I love legislation. My first job out of college, I spent some time in Washington, D.C., and was greener than green could be to legislation, but really came to respect and appreciate the process. Looking at an issue, understanding the issue, figuring out who are the experts, who can help educate me on an issue, and inform my boss and help make the best decision that has the biggest impact in a community. And I come from a long line of family members that have served our community and served our country. My father was a police officer for the Spokane County Sheriff's Department. My mom was a teacher. She taught sixth grade up north in Spokane School District. And I love giving back to the community, and I love the service aspect of it. And I truly enjoy learning about a community. Even though I've born and raised here, there is so much to learn about Spokane and getting out with the folks and doorbelling and hearing about what their concerns are and what they're facing on a day-to-day basis just energizes me. And it's just a passion to give back to a city and a community that's given so much to me.
So you sort of alluded to this. Housing is the one thing that you talked about. But if you had to list the top two or three issues for you, mm-hmm. what are they?
Public safety is definitely at the top of the list, and I think it is the cornerstone of what the city council should be focused on and make it a priority. Infrastructure, it's a phenomenal community, but we're growing, and we're growing rapidly, and it's making sure that we have the infrastructure today, 5 years from today, and 20 years from today, and looking at that at a strategic level and not just putting a Band-Aid on it, but how can we make sure that we have the infrastructure that we need 20, 30 years down the road? And housing, without a doubt, is the third priority.
So what's the city's role then in terms of housing, in terms of making more housing available, in terms of making more low-income housing available? Mm-hmm. Where does the city play the role there?
I believe the city, its role is to kind of take a backseat, if you will, make sure that there's not hurdles and boundary or regulations that are getting in the way of private development. It's bringing in the experts and asking them, here are the needs. We know these are the needs for our community. How do we address that together? What does the low-income housing look like? What is that domino effect if someone is trying to make that transition in life? They've gotten clean and they need that housing. How do we make sure that that's available for them so they stay on that path of success and they have that roof over their head? But then it's also looking at housing for others that are buying their first home. It's the American dream that we want to make possible for everyone. Housing prices are going up, which is great for someone that owns a home, but it creates a barrier for those that are trying to enter the market. So looking at housing, do we have more mixed-use development? Do we have more condos? Do we create townhouse communities? Looking at all the different options and making that available for folks, but bringing in the experts that can do the building that can provide that low-income housing. But the city's role is to really be in the backseat, but make sure the barriers aren't there to allow people to get into the housing market.
So the city council recently loosened some of those barriers to try to push townhouse development. But what are some of the other barriers that you see?
It's bringing in the industry and making sure that we're all on the same page. Are there incentives that the city can offer folks to build the low-income housing? Private industry, there is a bottom line and there is a profit to be made. And I'm all about the free market solutions and letting industry take the market. But we do need to partner. We do need to work together and figure out what does this housing look like, because we need it. And if we look at the growth, the anticipated growth, we have to act now in order to be prepared for housing, or it's just going to become a negative domino effect and we're not going to be prepared and we won't have housing. And then we're going to lose industry.
So if that happens, do you think that makes a noticeable dent in Spokane's homeless problem? Or is that something that's, there's not a lot of overlap there?
You mean in terms of the affordable housing?
Yeah,
think it's definitely a component with the homelessness. In the last couple of weeks, I've visited Union Gospel Mission. Earlier this week, I visited Catholic Charities. I've recently become involved in Family Promise of Spokane that looks at the families and really tries to break that cycle so the children don't continue that. We need to bring all of our partners together. And those are just three entities that I mentioned. There are so many more organizations in Spokane that are helping with the homelessness situation. We can't do it alone. We have to come together. We need the experts at the table. The city, I believe, can bring those folks together, and I believe that's what I bring to the table is the collaboration and figure this out together. And it's also looking at what is causing the homelessness. Is it the drug addiction? Is it the mental health? Where are those resources for those individuals, and how do we partner them together to make sure that we're setting folks up for success? And it may take 2, 3, 4 times to get them on that right path, but it's not giving up on those folks. It's making sure that we are there for them and that we provide that support.
So the city of Spokane is spending more money on homeless programs. It is partnering with a lot of these. Would you support the city continuing to spend more money, growing the budget in terms of homelessness, or is it it should be more of a facilitator for private folks to do?
One of the first things I plan to do when elected is to really look at the budget, to dive deep into it and figure out where is the spending, where are the efficiencies, where are the needs. As I mentioned before, looking at the growth and looking at the infrastructure, there are so many organizations in this town that are doing great work, but they also need to be self-sustainable. And I can speak directly to Family Promise of Spokane and looking about they have been supported by the city. That's not sustainable. And so we can partner with them. The city's budget should be focused on public safety and infrastructure. There's definitely opportunities for collaboration and continued support, but we cannot maintain the private organizations as a city. I don't think that's the best use of taxpayer dollars.
Is there a way they can help those private organizations become more sustainable, maybe in terms of helping them with grant writing, grant funding, finding grant funding, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And I think, I know Spokane is a very compassionate community, a very generous community, specifically coming from the fundraising world. And it's partnering private individuals with philanthropy and those organizations. And it's bringing that together that we all want to manage and solve homelessness, if that's possible. I know we can definitely manage it. I don't know if we can solve it, but managing that. And so it is bringing those partnerships together. And as a city, if we have those resources to help them with grants, absolutely 100%, I think we should be doing that.
We're talking with Liz Fleming, one of two challengers to Lori Kinnear, the incumbent in the race for city council in the South District. So let's talk about the county jail and what its future in terms of, well, what the county's criminal justice system is all about. What are your views? Should we be looking at a new jail? Should we be looking at renovating this? Should we be talking about just adding on? Should we move it someplace? What are your thoughts about all of this?
It's a passionate issue that I'm hearing about, and it's an issue that I'm definitely in the process of educating myself more on. I'm in the process of requesting a tour of the jail so I can see firsthand what folks are talking about. I do believe that we need to hold every citizen accountable for their actions. I also believe that incarceration should be the last resort. The jail is over 30 years old. We've all seen technology take leaps and bounds and that time frame. So any building of that age does need to be improved, whether that's improving the current jail, building a new jail. I don't know what that answer is at the moment. As I said, I'm in the process of educating myself, but also listening to the folks. What does our community want? What does that look like? If it is a new facility, what are those resources to help those folks that if they're incarcerated and they're going through a withdrawal, how do we partner them with those resources? If they need mental health counseling, what does that look like? If we do move forward with the new jail, I think we have a phenomenal opportunity to create a world-class facility that truly takes care of the individual and prepares them when they're back in day-to-day real life, that they can be sustainable and be a contributing member of our society again.
Well, so let's go from difficulty to opportunity. And we look at the West Plains with the Amazon Fulfillment Center and other plans out there. What is the city of Spokane's role in sort of managing that and making sure that the community is sustainably able to continue with that?
It's so exciting to hear Amazon coming to town, other organizations coming to town. We truly need to have the infrastructure. And how do we go about doing that? And it's taking a look at the budget and being strategic and thinking about where we need to be 20 years from now, not just where we are next year or 5 years. And within the budget, how do we sustain that? It truly is exciting to hear about that. But it's also looking at, I think, our public safety issue. I've talked to a business owner that has a business out in the West Plains. He doesn't need to have his business there. Most of his clients are on the East Coast. When he entertains his clients, they stay downtown. They don't feel safe downtown. And so it's looking at that collaboration of what do our businesses need in order to be successful? How do we maintain that as a community? How do we maintain that infrastructure to make sure that we can continue to bring those businesses to town and that they stay here? So it truly is a collaboration.
You made reference more than once to looking at the city budget and are there areas where you kind of have that feeling that, you know, the city should not be spending money here and instead should funnel that money someplace else or give it back to the taxpayers? Do you have areas where you're skeptical about spending?
It's an area where I'm looking into it more. For me, the priorities of the budget are public safety. We passed the levy that increased the number of police officers. For me, which is fantastic that we did that, and we're seeing that success of that. But it's, can we create that within the budget? Is there opportunities to create efficiencies? I don't have an answer right now for a specific line item. So, you know, almost $1 billion budget. It's pretty massive, but something that there's always room for efficiencies, I believe.
So you're running against an incumbent. Why are you challenging an incumbent this year?
So it was about a year and a half ago, I had some dear family friends that retired, moved downtown Spokane, and were so excited about the retirement life and living downtown. And after a while, they didn't feel safe. They sold their condo. They moved to Coeur d'Alene and bought a condo there. It didn't settle well with me. That's not my Spokane. That's not the community I want to be a part of. So I really started to investigate what our city policies are, how those policies impact our current environment. And for me, I didn't like the direction of our city. And I thought, now's as good a time as any. I've made this career change into real estate, which allows me the flexibility to pursue this opportunity. And I truly believe in giving back to the community. And I consider it an honor and a privilege to do so. I've been out doorbelling, and I was off of Government Way and Sunset Highway. And three different individuals, as I was walking away, thanked me for running. And I just thought, how awesome is that, that there's such an appreciation for the responsibility of voting, but also for running and to walk the walk. For me, it truly is a responsibility that I felt like I needed to step up and take.
So you've probably already started doing this, but let's finish with why you think people should vote for you over the others in that race.
Yeah, I'm passionate about Spokane. I love to listen to the individuals. I love to collaborate, and I think that truly is what our city needs right now, is someone, a leader that can bring folks to the table and figure out solutions together and implement those solutions. I'm a very strategic thinker and looking long-term, have a business background, so it really is looking at the budget, looking at, you know, the fine print, and making sure that we hold the administration accountable for the budget and for our taxpayer dollars. And it's an exciting time in Spokane. And I think we're at this turning point where we really can continue to develop and increase the infrastructure and the investment that's going on in Spokane. But having the background of service and truly listening to the people and bringing their ideas to the forefront and then making sure that those become a reality is something I bring to the table.
Liz Fleming is running for the Spokane City Council in the South District. She and Tony Keepy are challenging Lori Kinnear for the seat that Kinnear occupies. On tomorrow's podcast, one more City Council candidate, Gerald Haynes. He's the last of the seven candidates we'll interview from the Northeast District. The rest of this week's podcasts will feature Steve Jackson interviewing candidates for City Council President. Our full interviews with the candidates are available for listening anytime on the Spokane Public Radio website. We're adding one interview a day. Click on the Regional News tab and then on Election 2019, or go to the Inland Journal page. You can get the interviews also by subscribing to the Inland Journal podcast, this one in Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or Google Play. Send your comments and story ideas to inlandjournal@kpbx.org. Thank you for joining us. I'm Doug Nadvornik.